Also moving south across the 49th parallel, some interest in the sport of curling, at least for the 2.5 weeks of the Olympics. This has to make Tim Somerville happy. He is captain of the U.S. men's Olympic curling team, which is considered to have a good chance for a medal in the 2002 Winter Games. Yet, as Minnesota Public Radio's Ewan Kerr reports, Tim Somerville knows that there is no sure thing when it comes to sliding rocks on ice.
To understand just how good you have to be to make the U.S. men's Olympic curling team, let's use a pool analogy. Imagine making a shot where you send the cue ball down the length of the table to hit one ball into another, which then cannons into another, which cannons into a fourth ball, which drops into the pocket. Pretty tough to do deliberately.
Light pass.
Now imagine making the same shot with 42-pound stones instead of pool balls on a 125-foot-long sheet of ice instead of a felt-covered table. At a pre-Olympic departure U.S. team practice at the St. Paul Curling Club, Mike Schneeberger did just that. It's an amazing shot. Perfect, in fact. But his effort was barely acknowledged by his teammates. At this level of curling, every throw in a two-hour game has to be that good. When team captain Tim Somerville prepares to throw a stone, his eyes lock in an unwavering stare on his target at the other end of the ice. It's a little spooky. It's almost as if he's in a trance.
Takes you out of all the troubles in the world. I mean, you come down and when you're throwing a rock, and when you're focused into a shot, I mean, it's just like, this is the only problem right now, and that's not a big problem.
Tim Somerville has been described as one of the finest natural curlers in U.S. history. That means nothing to most people in the U.S., but some people who understand the game get almost mystical about it. Team coach Bud Somerville puts it down to hard work. Bud is Tim's dad. He says even he is amazed at Tim's ability to pull off crucial shots in high-pressure games.
That in itself makes him kind of uncanny because you wonder, you know, how can he continuously do that, you know, time after time, but he seems to be able to.
The team members are all in their early 40s. Somerville, Schneeberger, John Gordon, and Miles Brundage have curled together on and off for 25 years. Their competitive experience is seen as a huge asset. But coach Bud Somerville admits they have a reputation for being loud and bitterly critical of each other during games.
Sometimes I even have to turn my head a little bit when I watch them hollering at each other and saying a few words to each other.
In the genteel world of curling, which places a premium on sporting behavior, the Somerville team makes some people nervous. Tim Somerville concedes his team can, as he puts it, show the cards a little.
I don't think it's anger. I think it's just the emotions come out. It's hard to hold it in sometimes when you're in a big game. We like to talk, you know, and our communication might be a little loud. It might sound like we're arguing and stuff, but that's not the case.
The team has been through some tough times. They've fought their way to the World Championships twice and to the Nagano Olympics, only to place fourth all three times. But this year, Tim Somerville says things could well be different. He's never made predictions before. He says he doesn't like to jinx himself. But he likes the team's chances in Salt Lake. Many teams would have broken up long ago. But Somerville says he thinks this is a team with unfinished business.
Maybe we paid our dues. Maybe we're just a team that has to learn the hard way.
The first game of the men's Olympic curling event is February 11th at the Ice Sheet in Ogden, Utah. For NPR News, I'm Ewan Kerr.